going right along, we the network, we got over that RULM problem when the S4B hit the moon. And by the by, if you Google Apollo 13's booster impact, you'll find a fascinating LRO, a recent lunar reconnaissance orbiter picture, and the seismic results from Apollo 12, if anybody's interested in that. So when the command module was shut down, all we had to do was cope with the LEM, which was fairly straightforward, but it was on low power. They turned off the power amplifier, and the antenna switching had to be done by the crew on both cues from the Earth, and I suppose they were watching some sort of uplink signal. How they coped with that, I don't know. I'm also a bit surprised there wasn't ground commanding at that antenna, but I don't think there was. Anyway, eventually, after swinging around the moon and returning to Earth's vicinity, there were several major events. Firstly, the service module was separated from the command module at a GET of about 138 hours. I'm not too sure why it wasn't ejected earlier, because it was literally useless. But in discussing this with Col earlier today, it's quite possible that Houston didn't have a model of a lunar module attached only to a command module without a service module. Anyway, that was ejected and separated at 138 hours. The command module was powered up. Oh, by the way, after that separation, I think that's when they get that famous picture of the whole side being blown out, which we showed earlier. Then the command module was powered up at 140 hours with Carnarvon in view two-way, and Honeysuckle was in view, and Guam. Guam is north. As it was coming back to the Earth, the tracking moved from tracking east to west to tracking west to east. And so this particular track you can see here came to pass. The LEM separated from the command module at 141.30, but it kept on radiating, and we tracked it. And so in the latter part of the mission, as you can see from this map, Honeysuckle and Tibbenbilla were tracking the crewed command module and the abandoned lunar module. They were very interesting where the lunar module was going to go, because it was carrying RTGs, radioisotope thermal generators. And so we tracked both. And I've got, I think, the next slide, Peter. Includes the audio. Oh, look who's up on the top left there.
Looks just the same these days, I hear.
Mr. Kerwin.
I'll play that, Mike.
Say again?
Will I play that?
Yes, play this, please. And you'll hear me calling the final LOS of CSM and LEM.
And it's called LOS LEM.
So that's the last we hear of the LEM.
Honeysuckle track, azimuth, please. Stand by.
Honeysuckle,
head pilot on the left on the limb.
Proceed to 6.
Go ahead, 6,
let's see
7 and 9.
Honeysuckle
unable to command CM. Roger, Honeysuckle. Honeysuckle, pilot on
the left, CM. Pilot on the left, pilot on the left from Honeysuckle.
Right.
Orion Control Network, get at 2.
Probably at
that point.
Orion 2, carry on at 2 o'clock. Okay.
So that was the last of our tracking. And we at Honeysuckle, and for some reason, Tom Reed had come over to Honeysuckle at that time. And everybody went home, and it was all quiet. We were doing this re-entry, just hearing no sound. And we didn't hear any Orion traffic, and we were a bit concerned. We didn't hear a thing, Tom and I. So Tom rang his wife, Margaret, Senator Margaret Reed, and said, well, Margaret, we don't know what's happening. We're a bit afraid. And she says, I'm watching it all on television. She was watching the actual splashdown on television. We couldn't do that at Honeysuckle, by the way. We didn't have TUE capability. So you can play the next one, Peter.
I Flat 4, drop out at 10. Edward, Houston TV.
Go ahead.
It's there.
Yes.
Visual contact, right?
Odyssey Houston, we show you on the mains. It really looks great. Got you on television, Dave.
Official, bring it to
And that was Ed Targington you heard here, the Houston TV man saying the first to see. And so, finally, Peter, the splashdown one, play this one. The comms, by the way, are all now HF ship, so they're not quite S-band anymore. Next slide, Peter.
Is that the same slide, Mike?
That's it. That's it, Peter. And just a quick picture signed off there by Fred. And finally, a couple of recognitions. If you can put the next one up, Peter, please. This is a statement by the Minister of Supply while they're on the way. I'll just read the last paragraph. I'd like to pay a special tribute to the staff of Honeysuckle Creek and Tibbinbilla, who, working at the lowest possible signal levels, have been providing comms between the ground and the astronauts. I'm certain I speak for all Australians in wishing the Apollo crew a safe return to Earth, having mentioned AWA, PNG, and STC above. And next one, Peter. And here's a letter from the ambassador to Secretary of Prime Minister Department, from Nixon to Gorton, and on behalf of the people of the United States, I express my help, and so on. Safe recovery of the astronauts, we're profoundly thankful. Next slide, Peter. Convey my personal thanks to all who worked so hard to maintain communications. Involvement in Apollo 13 was an instance of close cooperation between our countries, signed Richard Nixon. And then there's one from Tom Paine as well. Next one, Peter. They mentions Parks up there. Signed off by the Deputy Chief of Mission, the ambassador was out of town at the end.